Welcome to the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Brooks. This is a podcast that invites you to remember who you are, return to yourself, and rise into your highest and best soul self. Every week, I will be sharing inspiring conversations about topics that hold keys to your awakening. My mission as an international evidential psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, and intuitive mentor is to help you rise into who you were born to be. Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Intuitive Rising Podcast. I am your host, Amy Brooks, and it has been a while. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have missed you so very much. It was a bit hectic around here with the workload in through the month of December and then with the holiday season and the new year, and here we are. I hope everybody has enjoyed their holiday and has had a nice new year so far. We are now ending the second week of January. Today actually also happens to be my birthday. I'm 46 years old today and feeling 46 years old for sure, but in the best ways as well. I say that kind of, you know, joking around, like, yeah, my knees, my body knows that I'm 46, but my soul is embracing 46, is embracing age, because I have learned, and I learned this, really the catalyst for this lesson was through my father's passing, that a lot of you know if you've been long-term listeners of the podcast or long-time followers of me and my journey. My father passed away 2 weeks after my 38th birthday, so back in 2018, and he had just turned 60. So I was always somebody that never really liked my birthday. I didn't like the time of year it was. It was almost exactly 2 weeks after Christmas. And, you know, everybody's in the January blues and their post-holiday blues. And I never really felt as if my birthday was special. It just kind of was like a run-on to the January blues. So I actually tried to avoid it. And I'd go, okay, like, don't really want to celebrate, no big deal, you know, and I would just silently wait for the day to pass. And then when my dad passed away suddenly at the age of 60, I had this sudden realization of, oh my goodness, he was so young and I am so young. I was then, I still am at 46. And every year is truly a gift. And how ridiculous was I to wish my birthday away or to not take a moment to celebrate that? I am somebody that, you know, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, because what we see around us, we think that things should be like really big in order to be special. We have very high expectations, whether it be like holidays like Christmas or whether it be our birthdays, because we think to ourselves, my goodness, somebody should be throwing me a surprise party, or I should be having like dinner for 50 of my closest friends, right? That's what I should be doing. And if I don't have that, then the day isn't special. And if the day isn't special, it means that I am not special. And I know I'm probably not alone in feeling that way, because there are so many expectations around special events and occasions. But what I realized is, you know, you can make any day special, and you can do so by being intentional and being present. And so since that day, that was almost, what, 8 years ago now, I have learned to celebrate myself in very small ways, whether that's like doing something very simple, like going to the bookstore and getting a new book and getting like a nice dumb bubble bath or a bath bomb and having a bath and making like a special cup of tea. These seem like everyday events, and they are in some way, but when you're present and you're intentional and you're thinking about them as, you know what? Yeah, these are simple things, but these are my favorite things. And these are the things I really enjoy. So what better day to do them than my birthday? So I have learned to celebrate myself in those really small ways, and it's helped me in so many ways, because now I'm present. And I am aware, and I am happy, and I congratulate myself on another year. Here we are. I've lived to see the day. If you're hearing some background noises, it is a little kitten. She's not so much a kitten anymore. She's a year and a bit, but she is, some of you will know, Spooky. She's running around here playing in a like a tube, a tunnel that my daughter gave her for Christmas. So if you hear her, apologies, but that's what you're hearing. Okay, with that being said, let's get into the energy of the month of January 2026. All right. So I've already gone ahead and pulled the cards. As always, we pull a tarot, an oracle, and a soul's journey lesson. And then in the moment, I channel a message from an animal and a color and a number support for us as well. So let's get right into it. Okay. So first, we're going to take a little sip of water. Okay. So the month of January 2026, we have the Strength card comes in, but the Strength card comes in reverse. So what is this telling us about the energy that we may be experiencing in January? And I am feeling this both personally, like this is for us at an individual level in our individual lives, but also collectively within our world energy. So this energy is a lot about self-doubt, moving through self-doubts, moving through feelings of insecurity, moving through feelings of emotional overwhelm. But as I'm with this energy, I'm actually being given a visual of quicksand. So the month of January might feel like we are kind of trudging through quicksand, or we're feeling stuck or stagnant. I mean, quicksand, if you think about it, you know, I'm thinking about that, you know, synonymous The Princess Bride, right? We all know the scene in the Princess Bride with the quicksand. That's a heartbreaking scene, like from my generation for sure. That's not the best image, right? But it's a good image for this month, meaning maybe we're feeling a little bit heartbroken about something, whether that's something personal or something happening on the world stage, could be all of the above. You know, we're really in it. We're really feeling it, and we're feeling the heavy energy. I'm being reminded in this moment about heart energy and about the heart chakra, and how I would gather that probably all of you, or like 99.9% of you listening, are probably empaths, and you probably are energy sensitive, and you probably can feel the energy. Even if something is not happening in your personal life that feels heavy, you're still trudging through the quicksand of the collective energy. And so I know that you're feeling this. When they talk about heart energy right now, what they're saying is that we are here to hold the space for all that is, and that is the good, the bad, and the ugly. That is a really tough thing, I know. But what's coming through about this is, number one, just that you're not alone. It might feel that you're alone, but you're not. We are all feeling this to some degree. Number two, to allow yourself to feel it, to allow yourself to feel the sacredness of anger, the sacredness of, you know, being full of rage or being full of self-doubt or insecurity or feeling stuck. What has spirit taught us about feeling stuck, right? It's often a very purposeful feeling that happens right before some major push, some major growth. So we need to know that and kind of just allow ourselves to be in it. Okay. Abuse of power comes in as well. So what I'm hearing from our guides is that we might be seeing this on the world stage, which I would say absolutely yes, we are. But also we might be seeing this in our personal lives in some way, our interactions with others. There may be somebody, some encounters that we're having that feel manipulative, feel very controlling. I keep hearing about the tides turning as well. It just feels like we're very, very imbalanced as people in general. And so when spirit talks about holding the space and being in it, they're asking us to be that balance, to try to stay away from extremes, okay? Any extremes, whether it's like overthinking, over-worrying, or, you know, putting our head in the sand and pretending that nothing is happening, those are both extremes. We're being asked to feel it, to be aware, but not to lose ourselves in it, okay? So this month, the medicine for it is patience, and confidence through action. So we're not being asked to stick our head in the sand, but we're also not being asked to, you know, come in guns blazing. We're being asked to just, it feels like a pause month. So it's uncomfortable to think about being stuck or paused. But actually, even those words, when you think about it, being stuck implies that you can't get out of something. Pausing is about acceptance of timing. So try to think about those things this month as well. This is a pause versus this is being stuck. And I'm going to remind myself that as well. Confidence through aligned action. So it feels like the way through this, the only way through it is through it, is what I'm hearing, number one. But the way through this is with patience, with accepting timing, with thinking about things as a pause. As always, a piece of guidance that comes through very often in my work is to respond versus reaction. And that may be because that's a lesson that I'm learning in this life, but also that the people that are attracted to my voice and to my message are also learning that. So learning to respond over reaction to things that are happening. How do we do that? We pan out, we take a minute, we put a pen in it, we take some time, we sleep on something, we kind of surrender, we sit with it, we don't rush to a reaction, which would be in this case an extreme. And we just allow, we allow. And then this allows us to feel more confident about the things that we are feeling some flow with, right? So the feelings, the things that are in your control, those things, it's time to take aligned action, slow and steady. So there's kind of an overall message here that we might be getting lost in the overwhelm or the minutiae of it all. And that all of that, we can't really do anything about that right now, but to hold the space, to be in it, to move ourselves out of the extremes and find balance, and then to do what we can do with the things that we can do within our life, within our four walls, within our neighborhood, our community, etc. Okay, that was the tarot message. The next message comes by way of an oracle card, and it is the graveyard. It's card number 9. Today is the 9th, my B-day, the 9. And the thing that it was interesting about this is I had made an Instagram story right before I recorded this podcast, and I talked a little bit about some challenges that are happening in my life, and I said my mantra right now is this too shall pass. And I pull this card for this podcast, and the first thing that is on in the guidebook under the name of the card, which is the graveyard, is this too shall pass. So that is absolutely our mantra for the month of January. Some things that I wrote down here is a sacred pause. This is a card of acceptance. It's a card of knowing that we are being pulled in all directions, right? It's a card of acknowledging this fight that we're feeling within ourselves, whether it is an external fight with things outside of us or whether it's an internal fight. I feel like it's a lot of both is what's coming in. But this fight versus contemplation. And so I feel like what I'm hearing is coming full circle. They're using this, they're using the words that we had come in the tarot, the difference between being stuck and thinking of something as a pause is the same thing as viewing something as a fight versus an opportunity for contemplation. And so this is an opportunity for contemplation. So what I'm hearing is when you feel that fight within you, that like anxiety or that overwhelm, the physical sensations of tension and anger, you're being asked to hold it. Not to hold it so close that it, you know, becomes you or overwhelms you. You do need a channel for it to go. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But it is saying even the mindset shift of versus everything that's happening to me is rotten and awful and I need to fight against it. Versus, okay, a sacred pause, an opportunity for contemplation, an opportunity for reflection, an opportunity to go within, an opportunity for clarity. That is what is being asked of all of us in the month of January. I wrote down feeling your feelings and embracing the experience. Try not to bury your head in the sand this month, even though you're probably going to want to. Try not to, okay? We know that the lessons repeat when we avoid them. Try to just sit with it, hold the experience, take the experience for what it is. It's not a fight. You're not stuck. This is an opportunity for reflection and clarity and contemplation. This is a sacred pause. The only way through it is through it, is what I hear. Knowing you will be okay. I wrote down, this is not a burden, but a lesson. And that again is just mindset shifting again. And question for all of us in the month of January 2026 is, what is this trying to show me? What is this trying to teach me? Okay, so then we're going to move on to the soul's journey lesson. And this one surprised me. And as I was shuffling, as soon as I picked up the deck, this card popped out. And I went, no. And I stuck it back in. Because in my mind, my snapshot judgment was, no, this can't be the right soul's journey lesson. Happiness with the energy of this month, with the cards that have come through? Uh-uh. Suck it back in the deck. As soon as I did, I heard in my mind, that was the card. So then I said, as a way to kind of get some clarity or negotiate with what is, with the truth of what is, I shuffled again. And I said, Spirit, if that was the right card, give it to me again. Gave it to me again. Happiness. I'm aware that being happy means I'm on the right path. Happiness is our soul's lesson. Finding happiness within this. No mud, no lotus energy. Truly no mud, no lotus. This is about prioritizing your happiness. And you do that through feeling your feelings, embracing an experience for what it is, without necessarily taking it personally, without getting lost in the overwhelm, finding your own happiness. They're reminding me in my mind, they're saying, Amy, this is a lot of, like, about what you have discovered about your own celebration of birthday and how you had to create that happiness within you in order to feel the peace that you feel now around the day and around aging. Full circle moment. I love it. I'm getting goosebumps. So we are being asked to embrace small joys, small happinesses. We are being asked to, what does this say? presence is what it says. Presence, simplicity. These are the ways to find happiness. Not sweating the small stuff, trying not to sweat the small stuff. Being present, appreciating the simple things. That hot cup of tea in the morning, the way the sun looks when the sun is rising. The crunch of the snow beneath your feet. The warmth of a hand that rests on your knee. These are all the ways to stay present and to find happiness and joy. I feel like what I'm hearing is reshuffling, like when you are reshuffling a deck, right? And they're saying, we're reshuffling life right now. You are, your souls, you came here to reshuffle the deck. The game is being changed. What you thought you want, how you thought you wanted it, what you thought happiness looked like, what you thought success looked like, is not actually, in actuality, what it is for you. The deck is being reshuffled. So just like me, when I was shuffling the deck and one popped out and I thought, no, that can't be it. I'm going to put it back in because I don't trust it. We can't deny the truth. We can't deny the truth that things are changing, that we are changing. Allow yourself to change. There is no rush here. I'm hearing baby steps. I'm also seeing an image of those like old Fisher Price kind of Velcro on, what are they called? Roller skates from the 80s and the 90s. They were like red and blue and yellow. And you just Velcro them over your shoes. I'm seeing those in my mind's eye. And I'm hearing like baby steps as somebody's learning to roller skate. We're all kind of like, you know, giraffes, deer, newborn baby deer who are just being born and, you know, learning to walk on new legs.
Have grace. Have grace. Okay, let me see what comes in for us in for January around an animal. I feel like I know what it's going to be because I saw it pop in my mind's eye as I was speaking there a moment ago. And no, it is not a giraffe or a deer. It is a skunk. A skunk, which is very interesting to me. So we might have connected to a skunk before. I'm going to release any preconceived notions of what I feel like this might be telling us. And instead, I'm just going to open myself up to hear what it means for us now in this moment. Okay. Okay, so dear skunk, what are you here for today? What message do you have for us listening? Interesting. They're talking about smell. Very obvious. We're talking about a skunk and smell. But a skunk releases that scent when it's afraid. And then I'm hearing about sniff it out, sniff it out, sniff it out. You can smell the truth. You can smell the truth of fear. Okay, so what's coming in with this message from the skunk is that there is a lot of fear in the collective right now, on the world stage, but also within our hearts, maybe within our homes, within our communities. People are afraid because things are changing. And when we talk about, when we go back to the message of the tarot card, I'm hearing about abuse of power. I'm hearing about manipulation. I'm hearing that, you know, the lines are getting blurred right now. We're being asked to be as neutral as possible, to trust in our own minds, to trust in our own senses, to trust in our own hearts and instincts, and to sniff out the truth. Are we being fed a lie? Yeah, and that's why this pause comes in. Because that's why the message, oh, it all makes sense. The reshuffling, right? The what you think something is not what it is. It's being reshuffled. Okay, so this is a message of trusting your instincts this month. Of calling a spade a spade. Based on, I'm hearing, clarifying for that message, based on what is true for you, what you actually know is true. There's going to be some of us that are very uncomfortable right now, sitting in discomfort of a cognitive dissonance of what we feel or what we have thought was truth versus what is truth. There's a cognitive dissonance. This is a painful chapter I am hearing where we're sitting with the truth of, maybe I've been fed a lie. Maybe what I thought was truth wasn't truth. And all we can do right now is receive that information. We're like sponges right now receiving information, and that's okay. We're just filtering as it's coming in. We're sitting with things. We're not making snap judgments. We're not making snap decisions. We're not, immediately going, oh, that fits my narrative. That's the truth. We're going to sit with it instead. It's going to make us uncomfortable. But ultimately, it shows us the way. It helps us reshuffle the deck. With your own hands, I'm hearing, with your own hands, I'm hearing, do you want somebody else to set up the game board? Or do you want to set it up yourself? Do you want to write the new rules? Or do you want somebody else to do it for you? Ooh, lots of energy coming through from Mrs. Skunk, Mr. Skunk, whoever you are. Okay, let's leave Mr. Skunk. Thank you very much. Do we have a number energy support this month? And if so, what is it? 717. I do feel like we've had this number before. Let's see what comes in about it this month. 717. We're going to pay attention to the 7th, the 17th this month. Okay. Well, the 7th passed. That was 2 days ago. Okay. We did see some things happen on the 7th of January. I do feel as if those events are, we're being asked to take the guidance from the skunk and think about, contemplate those events based on that guidance, please. And then the 17th, I'm hearing, don't hold your breath. Don't feel or anticipate as if there will be some sort of tragedy on the 17th. But I do feel like the 17th is significant for some of us in some way, whether on the world stage, or whether, you know, some of us personally have a special occasion or event or something important, significant happening on the 17th. So do pay attention to those dates this month is what I'm hearing. But outside of that, I keep seeing seven and then they're writing, I can see seven and then heaven. It's like seventh heaven, seven heaven, seven heaven. A little rhyming game here, but they're comparing or they're showing the number seven as like connection to the divine, connection to the divine. And then they're showing the number one is connection to, okay, the divine feminine masculine are what these things are coming in. Okay. And I don't think traditionally, I mean, maybe somewhere I could see if that fits somehow, like in traditional, you know, spiritual numerology or what have you, but I'm being drawn this connection between the number one and the divine masculine and the number seven and the divine feminine. And I'm hearing the number one, you know, divine masculine, take charge, leadership, action, number seven, divine feminine flow, surrender, compassion, Mother Mary, all these kind of things come in with the seven. It's interesting that we've got, it's like double barreled seven and one, one. So it's like the divine feminine is coming in is what I'm hearing in a big way. It's leaning in that direction. So we're being asked, it's the number one is important, right? We have been asked to find our confidence through aligned action this month by doing what we can do, by controlling what we can control, right? The sticky point is when we try to use that energy and we try to use it to control others or to control a situation that is not ours to control, such as timing and things like that. So catch yourself if you're using that energy in an unaligned way. But the divine feminine is rushing in a really big way this month with the seven and connection to seventh heaven. I keep hearing that over and over again. And I keep hearing that, you know, we're being watched, we're being listened to, we're being observed. I'm kind of coming back full moment. I'm getting images of and references to a podcast that I put out, I feel, a few months ago where I channeled spirit about, you know, the world stage and how there are more of us. There are way more of us than there are. And when I say us, I mean the heart-led, open, compassionate, humanitarians of us versus the ones that are using the power incorrectly, that are using power as a means to control the masses, right? We are being inundated with information that makes it seem as if that is the 90% and we are the small little 10%. But in actuality, what spirit has told me is it's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's the tip of the iceberg that you're seeing. That's the 10%, right? That's the powers that be, we will say. And the 90% underneath the surface of the ocean is the rest of us. So we actually are, we actually have much more control than we think we do. And I'm hearing you are just all waking up to the fact that somebody else has been shuffling the deck. This 10%, this 1 in 100, 1 in 10, 1 in 10 is been shuffling the deck all along. And the other nine of you are sitting there going, okay, when all along, and you could, there's more of you. You could have shuffled the deck. Interesting, interesting. Oh, I got big goosies. This is a really, really, really important time in history. I do notice my energy change as I speak about this, and I feel actually more uplifted and less fearful than I did before starting to record this podcast. The strength reverse card is actually representing, spooky, in a very, very big way, not only my energy and my fears and overwhelms, but everybody else's. And I know that we're all in it. And I just feel so much more hopeful with this iceberg type of messaging. That is spooky, going absolutely crazy. She's saying, call it a day. We're getting very close. We have one more thing to do, and that is our color, our energetic support color of January. Not surprising, because I'm seeing the color green. They actually brought my eyes to this card, which has a lot of green on it. But then also, we talked about the heart. We talked about the heart chakra and the heart-centered being, and that is represented with the color green. So the color green does bring in this energy, this fertility, and this growth that comes. So it's like I'm hearing about longevity. I'm hearing about long-term. I'm hearing about right now. We know that it's like a frozen tundra, quite literally here in the Northern Hemisphere in January. It is cold and icy and snowy and all of the things. Yes. It appears as if there's nothing going on beneath the surface because it's time to rest. However, this energy of fertility comes in that tells us there's a lot happening underneath in the roots are happening right now. So we're being asked to not lose ourselves in the overwhelm of what is to come or what is happening, and instead work on strengthening our roots. Lean on the color green. Think about long-term plans right now. Think about, be present. My goodness, spooky. I'll have to put her in the show notes as a guest today because she is making so much noise, and I do apologize. But at the same time, I am allowing for real life. Allowing for real life. So let's get back to that thought for just a brief moment. So being present, being in the moment, we're doing so by taking aligned action, by having patience, by doing what we can do, by controlling what we can control, by not getting lost in the minutiae. But at the same time, by taking the baby steps or the baby rollerblades or roller skates, as we saw, we are planning for our future, choice by choice, decision by decision. So by being present and in the moment and acting in the moment, we are creating our future. So the color green and this fertility and this message of rooting is asking you, okay, so what do you want the deck to look like? What cards are you putting on this deck? On this game of life? What is the path you're taking? Thinking about those things right now and planning for them while also being present by being optimistic. Being optimistic. I keep hearing hope floats. Again, this is not about sticking your head in the sand and avoiding reality, but it is about I'm going to be in reality. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be aware. I'm going to hold space. I'm going to try to not, be in the extremes. I'm going to do what I can do, the small, simple day-to-day tasks. And knowing that that puts me in a better place in the future, that makes me feel empowered, that shows me what is actually truly important. That is what we're doing this year, I feel, and moving into the future, is we are reshuffling. They keep telling me to use that word. We are creating a new path in real time. In real time. Okay. All the best. Lots of love to you. I'll see you back here very soon. Have the best rest of your month. Take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please consider hopping on over to wherever you listen to your podcast and giving it a 5-star review. Thank you so much in advance. If you'd like to keep in touch, please head over to my website, theintuitiverising.com, to keep up with all the things that I have been doing. I also have a private Facebook community for people just like you. It's called the Intuitive Rising Community. All you gotta do is request to join, and I will let you in. Keep rising.